But it says, be not patterned after this world. Be not conformed after this world. Don't use the worldly fashions. As Charles Spurgeon used to say, the fashions of London are started in hell and promoted by Paris. Let's go down to some plainer scriptures. Turn to Exodus, please, chapter 23 and verse 2. Genesis, Exodus, chapter 23 and verse 2. Now, I'm going to show you here that the philosophy behind why you wear miniskirts is wrong. Exodus 23, verse 2. Now look at me before I read it. Look at me before I read it. You know why the average young lady wears miniskirts? Because everybody else does. How many of you parents, now let me be honest with you, I've heard this. How many of you parents have heard one of your daughters say, well, I'll be too different. Or I won't be like everybody else. Oh, they'll laugh at me. How many of you parents have heard one of your daughters say that? Raise your hand way up high. Come on, way up high. Come on, way up high. All right. Now, you know why they say that? They say it because the reason that decent girls wear a miniskirt. I'm not saying that every girl wears a miniskirt is a harlot. I'm saying she's dressed like one, but I'm not saying she's a harlot. But the reason they wear them is because everybody else does. Now, look at Exodus 23, verse 2. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. Read that out loud with me, just that line. Ready? Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. Now then, the Lord is saying we ought to base what we do on one criterion. Is it right or is it wrong? Is it right? Is it right? Let me ask you a question. If 51% of all the people are doing something and that something is wrong, should you do it or not? No. Well, if 90% are doing something wrong, should you do it or not? Wake up. Should you do it or not? No. What if 99% are doing it? Should you do it if it's wrong? What if everybody does it but you? Should you do it if it's wrong? No. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. So when you say, I'll dress like this because everybody else does, I'll be criticized if I don't, I'll be laughed at if I don't, you are revealing a weakness of character in your own breast. Look, if you would please, and here's an unusual verse. Hang on to your seats. Isaiah chapter 47. Isaiah chapter 47. And when you turn to it, I want to say a few words before I read it, explain it to you. Isaiah chapter 47. That's on page 755 in your Scofield Bible. Isaiah chapter 47. Now then, once you find it, look at me and let me explain it to you. The Lord is pronouncing his judgment upon Babylon. Now listen carefully. He is calling Babylon a wicked woman. Don't you recall in Revelation chapter 17 when we have Babylon the great, the mother of what? Harlots. She's called the great whore. The great whore, the mother of harlots. Now then, he is describing how she's going to get that way. He calls her, Revelation 17, mother of harlots, the great whore. And now here in Isaiah 47, look at this. Look at this, how the Lord describes a whore or a harlot. Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. You see, she was virgin. She's coming down to sit in the dust. She's going to become a whore. Now watch it. Sit on the ground. There is no throne. She's come off her throne now. O daughter of the Chaldeans. For thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. Now, is this lady going to, is she coming down or up? Down. Is she tender? Is she delicate? No. She's becoming a what? A harlot or a whore. Now watch it. Let's see what she's like, how it happens. Take the millstones and grind meal. Uncover thy locks. Make bare the leg. Uncover the thigh. Uh-oh. There it is. Look at it again. Take the millstones, grind meal, uncover thy locks, make bare the leg, uncover the thigh, pass over the rivers, thy nakedness shall be uncovered, yea, thy shame shall be seen. Hold it! The lady showed her thigh. What's she showing? Her shame. Now there it is. It's in the Bible. Now, you may not agree with it, but you're going to have to look at the Bible and find out what the Bible says. And there it is. Uncover the thigh. Pass over the river. Thy nakedness shall be uncovered. Yea, thy shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will not meet thee as a man.
Did you see what Isaiah said? Isaiah said, I'm not going to meet you as a man.
Why? Because the way to become a whore is to uncover your leg up to the thigh. And the Bible says that that is a shame. The Bible says that's coming down on... Listen, every lady who shows her thigh in public is coming down, overthrown, and sitting on the ground. That's what the Bible says. Look at it again. I don't want you to pass over that. I want you to... Like J.B. Cumbers, one of my deacons, used to say when I was preaching in Texas, he'd say, that's good preaching. Pull over and park there for a while. Look at it again. Look at verse 1 again. I want you to come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground. Here she comes. She's coming down to dust. There is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans, or thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. Come down off your throne. You're no longer tender. You're going to become a whore, a harlot, as Revelation 17 says. Take the millstones and grind meal. Uncover thy locks. Make bare the leg. Uncover the thigh. Pass over the rivers. Thy nakedness shall be uncovered. Now, by the way, didn't say a thing about the breast. Didn't say a thing about topless, though that, of course, is wicked because it's more nakedness. But all this mentions is uncovering the leg up to include the thigh. That's all it mentions. I know what some of you fellows are going to do. You're going to say, I won't come back and hear him anymore. I know it. That's why I'm giving it to you while you're here. You'll get mad at me because you want to continue your wicked ways. You want to go ahead down Lustful Boulevard. You want to go ahead and feast your eyes on the legs and thighs of women and have your dirty thoughts and live your wicked life. But you're going to face God over it someday as sure as I'm going to try. And somewhere along the trail, some man of God ought to get up and shake you right hard and say, prepare me, God. God pity this generation who lives like beasts and animals of the field.